The International Monetary Fund yesterday released a report saying Zimbabwe is ignoring economic advice. Even as its currency approaches worthlessness, food disappears and services grind to a standstill. The report comes in the wake of a closed-door meeting of the Southern African Development Conference, after which several politicians in the region downplayed the seriousness of the country's crisis. Dennis Benton, a retired duty editor for the Africa section of the BBC and current spokesman for the UK-based Zimbabwe Vigil, spoke with Chris Altieri about the country's prospects.
We have inflation now about 20,000%, according to the recent indications from economists in Zimbabwe. As for the immediate prospects, these are all conditioned on the planned elections next March. The strategy that Mugabe is adopting is to win these elections. To do that, he's prepared to rig the elections yet once again, confident in the knowledge that the SADC leaders will not really challenge him.
If things really are as bad in Zimbabwe as they seem to be from the outside, how is Mugabe keeping control? How is he staving off total social failure?
Certainly, Zimbabwe is now a kleptocratic state. It's really ruled by about 5,000 people, and these are the people who, frankly, are subverting the economy to their own needs, who are growing incredibly rich, who are dining on prawns in Harare when the people starve. And these are the people who will stop at nothing to ensure that they remain in power.
There's also reports of mass exodus, serious population drain. What are going to be the long-term consequences of this?
The population of about 12 million, a third of those have gone. So you are left with a population of 8 million decimated by AIDS. It's basically the older people and the children, the productive sector of the economy, certainly the ones who are educated and able to get out, have gone.